Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Okay. Inside the 1 o'clock hour on the fan in New York, I got to do a Casamigos big shot of the night. Okay, I think I know who to do that for. Coming up after the next break, so far we've talked about the Giants. Everybody's talked about the Giants. It's been over 24 hours of talking about Brian Daboll and how could they lose like that and finding a way to lose. It's just remarkable, man. These NFL weeks are precious. They play once a week. And if you start off 0-2, it's hard to imagine yourself being a playoff team. And when you look at the Giants' schedule, it's going to be tough, but they're going to have to battle through it. They're going to have to fight. It's the NFL. Anything can happen. For the Jets, they get their first win under this Aaron Rodgers regime. Aaron Rodgers jokes, oh, it's my second win. Ha ha ha. You know. But they get the first win with Aaron Rodgers quarterbacking them to victory and getting to feel what the offense is like. Nathaniel Hackett's offense is like with a master at the position. And I really think he's coming along. He's just knocking off some rust and in a couple weeks, he's going to just be lights out. But, you know, the NFL, passing yards are down, and it's only 2 weeks. And, you know, a lot of teams have injuries. And just this week, we saw a lot of upsets. I saw the 6th largest week 2 favorites failed to cover. The Ravens that were an 8.5 favorite. The Lions were a 7.5-point favorite. The Cowboys and Chiefs were 6.5-point favorites. The Texans were 6.5-point favorites. The Eagles were 5.5-point favorites. Nobody knows. So here comes week 3. Nobody knows. There's injuries. There's benchings. Andy Dalton will be starting for the Carolina Panthers. I guarantee you it won't make a difference. And like, how stupid is that? He should have been the starter last year when you drafted the kid. Bryce Young should have sat on the bench. He's an undersized kid out of Alabama who had all of the best players around him. And then he goes to a situation where he has all the worst players around him. You should have had the red rifle in there last year for him to learn behind, but you wanted to rush it because, stupid, you made a terrible trade with the Bears. You end up drafting Bryce Young. Bears fans now, I don't know how they feel about Caleb Williams. Seemed like DJ Moore was missing Justin Fields 2 nights ago. Remember him coming out and lobbying for Justin Fields to be the quarterback and him not to do what they did. But, hey, it's the NFL, man. It is the NFL. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the Jets the rest of the way. I don't think that people are talking about Super Bowl, but I think it's going back to what my thoughts and predictions were. They can compete and be a playoff team and end the drought and then let the chips fall where they may and see who is who and what is what. And with the Giants, I just think it's going to turn into a tank. And this year, when it turns into a tank, see it through. This year, don't try to have these moral victories. Because you know what? Like, if you would have just did that last year, maybe you would have drafted the core. Maybe you would have been able to trade up, or maybe you would have been close. Maybe you would have had a Drake May. Now I'm like, I don't know. Michael Penix Jr. sitting there behind Kirk Cousins. He's going to emerge at some point. Kirk Cousins doesn't look that great. But I don't know. When you get this opportunity, now you have Malik Nabers, who I think everybody is like, okay, he's a dog. He had some plays. He's on the sideline flexing. He's making some plays. He obviously belongs. You need the quarterback, but it isn't just a quarterback. They have some issues. They fixed the offensive line. They now have the receivers, the weapons. I think you need a little bit better of a quarterback, but now you have problems on defense. Now you're not sure about the defensive coordinator, the secondary. You can't get guys off the field. Bobby Okereke is meeting the press, telling the press, you know, for 3 out of 4 quarters, he did his job for, you know, 1/4 for 1 quarter. He's trying to do other people's job. He's taking accountability. It's like, your job is to get a stop, get a 3 and out. Couldn't get it done. And all they had to do was kick field goals in their building. Austin Seibert, comfortable. Beautiful day in his building. Kicking field goals. And after the game, since you couldn't kick field goals, since your punter couldn't kick field goals, extra points, and now you got to go to your 2-point play every way, like you left the door open and found a way. It just looks bad, man. It looks bad. Bruce is in Flushing. Bruce, you're back on the fan.
Hey, Keith. A couple football points and a couple baseball points. First, the baseball. I want you to keep your eye on somebody. Clayton Beter is back from this injury. He's at AAA. He had a couple of things in AA and one in AAA.
Right.
And he's blown people away. He is on the Yankees 40-man roster.
Yep, started the season with us.
Wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees called him up, a la Rodriguez, what the Angels did a couple of years ago.
I'm down for it. Run it.
Because he's a power pitcher. He throws 95-plus, if I remember correctly. And he could be that guy that he didn't get in a trade.
I mean, let's see it. The kid, that's the guy that we got for Joey Gallo. The kid started the season with the Yankees. He was here in the beginning of the year. He got hurt, whatever. Let's see it. If he's ready, that's another option. I want to have as many options as possible.
All right. Second, and by the guy who's closing now, I have no problems with him because doing great. What? Weaver, yeah.
Yeah, Weaver's been electric. I think he's got the personality, the temper for it. Yeah, he's been solid. He's my guy. Right now, he's the guy until he's not. And even if he blows a save, whatever, he's still the guy.
And I don't want to see Holmes on the playoff roster. I mean, if they put him on the playoff roster,
You know they're gonna. Because they view him as a high leverage reliever. We don't, but they still think they can use him in spots. They were successful doing it in the first game against the Red Sox. I don't know. I just expect them to be on there. But that's a waste of a roster spot, in my opinion.
Yeah. Another baseball point. You know the stupid rule that Major League Baseball has that you can only have a certain amount of pitches on the roster? So if Ohtani comes back for the playoffs, which some people, there's some rumblings about,
yeah,
what's he considered, a pitcher or a hitter?
That you make a great point, because I was listening to Greg Amsinger talking about it on MLB Tonight about, oh, Ohtani coming back as, what if he's a reliever? And okay, if he's a reliever, then he's got to take up a roster spot as a reliever. He can't just be Ohtani and we bend the rules, make Ohtani rules, right? He can't just be a DH that can come out of the bullpen, a position player pitching. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
But however, since they already forgave him from gambling on baseball ending as possible when it comes to Ohtani.
You're 100% correct. They will bend the rules because they want it. They want him to pitch. So,
right.
Yeah, he won't take up a roster spot from a pitcher. He'll just be there, and then all of a sudden he'll be coming out of the bullpen as a DH, MVP.
Yeah, a couple of giant points. I want to wait and see for the next couple of games. If the Giants are 0-4, trade deadline is the end of October, then I would take guys and trade them by the deadline. You got Slayton. The Rams have no wide receivers now. Both are injured. You probably can get a draft pick for Slayton. Maybe a fourth, maybe a fifth, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this linebacker we got from Carolina, you know, teams are going down injury. The Eagles could use him. Maybe he'll play for the Eagles.
They're stuck with Brian Burns, man. That's why I'm like, they gave him so much money. And I don't know, we'll see. I don't think anybody's taking on that contract. I don't think anybody's coming to get him unless he starts tearing games up.
If you have a playoff contender who has injuries on their pass rush, they might bite.
Yeah, but he's got to start playing. He's got to start showing. He's got to start making some plays and some sacks.
True. And as far as the coach, I'm first of all, this whole thing about bringing Belichick back, now I loved Belichick when he was a coach here, but I think Chris said this last night. It reminds me of Phil Jackson. Bring up back a guy who's like, you know, should be retired already. And, you know, his last couple of years in New England wasn't that great. Yeah, he's a defensive genius, but do you want to rebuild with a guy like Belichick at 73?
No, and the counter to that from Belichick's side is I think he's something like under 20 wins away from Don Shula's record. He wants to step into a situation that's ready-made to win. The Giants aren't a situation like that at all.
No, but, you know, supposedly he does have an affinity for the Giants, and Mara loves them, but I don't think I would pull the trigger on that. I would pull the trigger on firing the coach, and I also would fire the general manager. And let me give you a coaching candidate for next year. Mike Vrabel,
yeah,
the ex-Tennessee coach.
Yeah, he's with the Browns right now. Somebody's going to get him.
He'd be perfect for the Giants.
Maybe revisit Brian Flores. I know that's something that didn't really pan out, but he wanted to be the head coach of the Giants. He's from Queens, I believe. And, you know, the Vikings, they're turning heads. The Vikings beat the 49ers, and there's a viral clip of Brock Purdy telling Brian Flores, your scheme is crazy. Brian Flores is a defensive mastermind, and he's got those Vikings believing and playing, and not for nothing. Like, the Jets got to see them soon, and Sam Darnold looks good, and I was trying to give them their props as they beat the Giants, and look what they went out and did.
Yeah. Okay, Keith, take care.
Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I've already seen the alerts about Clayton Beter. Sure, send them. But again, this is where I'm at with the Yankees, man. It is going to burn. It is going to hurt when they do something stupid in October, when they outmanage themselves, or where they overmanage a situation. It's going to burn when Jazz Chisholm runs into outs on the base paths or bobbles a ball at third base. As great as he's been, he's playing out of position. As great as he's been, he's good for a couple outs a series on the base paths. I just saw on MLB Joel Sherman going in about that. Like, here's the Yankees' biggest flaw. And they pointed out Alex Verdugo running into an out at second base and Jazz getting picked off and, you know, Jazz thinking there's a double steal on. And they flashed a stat that I clipped. Worst team BSR this season. New York Yankees are minus 16.1. And then the other teams behind them, the Anaheim Angels, Toronto Blue Jays, the Astros are in the graphic as well. But it's just like, I don't know, man. I fear the Yankees shooting themselves in the foot. I fear them being right there and, like I said, overmanaging or just doing something stupid. I don't know. Watching that game Saturday, watching this whole season, they want to tell you one thing, do another. They're trying to be right more than just win. They want to run Verdugo out there and not Dominguez. They want to run Clay Holmes out there. they're telling you DJ deserves to play. Then they shut him down for the season, and he's got a lingering hip injury. So you mean to tell me he's out there falling down and not making plays and his hip hurts? All right, whatever. Just go ahead and win. Just beat the Mariners. Beat the Oakland Athletics. Come home. Beat the Baltimore Orioles. Beat the Pirates. Let's enjoy this last homestand and win the division and hopefully have the number one seed, because I feel like they need the shortest path. Less games for them to manage, the better. Less games for them to do too much thinking and think themselves out of a win, the better. 888-808-1019. And yeah, the Eagles thought themselves out of a win tonight. Speaking of Belichick, Belichick was on the call with Eli Manning and Peyton Manning. I thought that was good. And I think I saw it on Twitter. Somebody was like, Brady should be in the studio and Belichick should be calling games. Belichick is just brilliant. He's a football mind. Excellent. I'm like listening to them, him talk defense and then, you know, the Mannings talk offense. It's just the highest levels of IQ in NFL football. It enhances the broadcast so much versus watching Jason Kelce dance around in Philly in the pregame and then join Troy Aikman and Joe Biden. I couldn't listen to that at all. Jonathan in Los Angeles, my guy, you're back on The Fan in New York.
What it do, my guy Keith? What's good, bro? I got a Yankee point, and I got a point for my Falcons, man. So let me get this straight. Eagles money line, right?
I said the Eagles would beat them, but they had them beat, and then they beat themselves. Good. Congrats to your Falcons.
A dub is a dub, bro. And you know what? I can't wait Hey, we did the Cowboys a favor, bro. We gave the Eagles a dub. I mean, Eagles and L, so you know, hey.
I appreciate it. I said everybody's 1-1 in the NFC East except the Giants.
It's cap, bro. It's going to be a wild season, bro. But me as a Falcon, fan, man, this dub was so sweet, bro. And I hope we get a little bit of respect. And hopefully we win on Sunday versus the defending world champions. Now to the Yankees, Keith. Look, man, I'm looking around baseball, bro. Everyone has their flaws. The starting here with L.A., the Dodgers, they have no pitching at all, man. They almost got swept by the Braves. They barely won. Well, they won today, but they were supposed to lose yesterday. Their pitching is bad. I mean, the Orioles, I'm not scared of them. The Astros, like I told you before, bro, I don't mind seeing them in the playoffs. But I think Yankees, everything is about to click. Everything is going good. The bullpen, good thing. Judge, Soto, we're all healthy, bro. Like you say, man, I think we're our own enemy.
Yeah.
We're probably going to shoot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
You know?
That is the scary part, bro. It's like you just outlined the weaknesses with other teams. The Yankees should be able to get to the World Series this year, maybe even win it. But I fear they're going to think too much about it. They're going to be in their own heads about it like they were with this Gerrit Cole walking Rafael Devers. Nobody asked for that. Nobody needed that. I'd rather you give up the homer. It would have been a tie game.
But you know what, Keith? I think like them experimenting, putting Stroman and the bullpen.
Yeah.
And then even walking Devers. I think they're just messing around. They're just experimenting things.
I don't like them messing around. I'm dead serious about this. I don't like them playing around like that.
Yeah, man, but, you know, come playoffs, bro, I trust my Yanks, and I think if there's a year that we're going to win it, this is the year. Because all these other teams, there's no such team that looks really tough. As a matter of fact, I think we look tough, but, you know, we can't see it because we're fans. We just look at the bad things. But I think we're in a good position, man. And, Keith, let me tell you something, bro. I already got it booked. Hopefully, if everything goes well, I'll see you on October 5th, bro, game one. If everything goes well, bro, see you then, man. Great show.
Thanks for the call, Jonathan, 888-808-1019. I'll see you then. Like I said, I've been on chill. The last game I went to was the last game of the Guardian series, and I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for this last homestand. It's actually been hot, too. Like, I want to go to the stadium where I can put a hoodie on. I want to go to the stadium where I can put my Yankee jacket on. And, hey, trust me, it'll be positive energy. It'll be believe. It'll be goodwill. But if you're a Yankee fan, you can't deny some of the nonsense that they've done. That took the cake. That took the cake Saturday. And I'm glad it didn't turn into what Alex Cora thought it was going to turn into, saving their season, firing them. That's why I call him just a bozo. Like, I don't know what he's on. He's trying to, like, add more to the rivalry. There's not really a rivalry, but whatever. 15-year drought for the New York Yankees. Aaron Judge has come out of it. Gleyber Torres, who they tried to make the leadoff hitter in the beginning of the year, has found it as the leadoff hitter. Stanton is around. I mean, he's healthy, and you know when he gets to the postseason, he's shown up. Let me not forget about the generational Juan Soto. Juan Soto is here. Austin Wells should be the American League Rookie of the Year. Jason Dominguez, Alex Verdugo, other guys have filled in. Anthony Rizzo kind of breaking out of it a little bit. Volpe, we need Volpe to go on an absolute tear just to silence some people, just to shut some people down. There's people starting to question Anthony Volpe in year two. Why does he get so much grace? Why is he just anointed as, well, I think he's the type of player that will show himself in October, not just with his glove. We literally need his bat. It's got to be there. I think they have everything to do it. I just think that they're going to get cute. But, like, how cute can they get? The lineup is pretty much the lineup. You know that. The pitching, they can try and get cute there. But I think you're starting to see it. And, like, with Rodon, I'm like, Rodon's probably getting a start because of what they pay him and the way that he talks. He talks a good game like he's like that. Rodon is probably getting a nod. I'd rather it be Nestor. I'd rather it be Cole, Heel, Nestor. But Rodon is probably getting that look. 888-808-1019. That's fine. That's fine. Like I said, all season, it has been Rodon. We're turning to you after something happens. That's how the cookie is crumbled. I can't think of exact examples, but all year it's been like, oh, we lose a game, Rodon's there on the rubber match. You know, they blow a lead and lose a game, Rodon's got to have a big outing. Rodon's got to be the stopper. And I'm like, he's not like that. But his last outing goes 5 1/3, 6 hits, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, and he doesn't unravel. And the bullpen's able to do the rest, and the bats come alive, and they're able to take the series. Fine. Here we go with the Seattle Mariners out west. And the Mariners are just obviously trying to play spoiler here. Can't have a letdown. The Yankees have played up against better competition, down against lower competition. And, I mean, the Mariners are above 500, so you expect them to play up. I forget the stat about their – they have a better record against teams above 500. Now, the Oakland A's are way below 500, but as of late, you know, or as of, you know, they had that stretch for like a month and a half, they were playing a lot better. But, you know, when you look at it all in all, like, I'm not mad at the Yankees where they are in the standings. They should be well over 90 wins by now. But at 87 wins in a league where they're not expecting anyone to win 100 games, maybe the Phillies get there. In a league where no one's going to be a 100-game winner, the Yankees are first place in their division. The Yankees have the most wins in the league. They have a good shot to win a division, win the AL, or have the number one seed in the AL. And I feel like that's what they need, and that's what I've wanted. They've got a 3-game lead. Cool. The Baltimore Orioles are 3-7 in their last 10. They are struggling. I don't think they pose as much of a threat. And then when you look at the AL Central potentially putting the other two teams in the wild card, even the Detroit Tigers that are a game and a half. Like, if the Detroit Tigers find a way to get in, like, the Tigers are playing all young kids. Like, if you go back to the Little League Classic where the Yankees played them in that first game where Cole pitched well, you know, Alex Cora was quoted as saying he needed 60 days to look at their young guys. And their young guys have added some energy, some life. And they're a game and a half out. But there's nobody that scares you. Nobody's afraid of the Minnesota Twins. Nobody's scared of the Kansas City Royals. We probably should be. But the Yankees just took the series from them at home. But the Kansas City Royals have some veterans and the runner-up for MVP. And obviously what you saw from Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans, you probably are a little bit worried about them. In theory, the Yankees shouldn't be. They shouldn't be worried about them. They took the season series. I think they took 3 out of 4 in Kansas City, and Clay Holmes blew that one. where they didn't sweep, and then they just took two out of three here in the Bronx. So I don't know, man. I'm worried because they have the talent. They have the options. They have so many good players in the lineup now. They have so many options in the rotation, in the bullpen. It's all right in front of them, but at the same time, they can blow it. They can get, I just don't understand what the conversation is. And people that try to flip it, I don't understand you either. The people are like, well, you keep saying he shouldn't face Devers. Why are you pitching to this guy? Yo, in that situation, there's no need to avoid him. In that situation, that looks so cowardice, so soft, and bizarre. Michael Kay was confused. I was confused. Twitter was confused. And I tried to make the analogy of the bully, right? You have a bully that stands in your way. You got to fight that bully until eventually you're able to knock that bully out. Or maybe you don't knock him out, but maybe you get the best of him. You got to see him, bro. And this isn't fighting. This is baseball. You just got to pitch. Pitch around him then. Don't give him anything to hit. But absolutely folding like that. Why? Like, I don't know. I was not expecting that in that situation. I can understand if it's later in the game. I could understand if there's runners on where he could take the lead. The worst that could happen in that situation was him tying the game. It just showed how much he's in Cole's head, how much they've talked about it, game planned around it. And it was like a false moment of, oh, let's use the game plan now. No, why? Think about the situation. What are you like? That's what I'm saying. You can be so smart. Make yourself look dumb. 888-808-1019. I've got about 25 minutes left. Wide open for calls. I got to do my Casamigos big shot of the night when we come back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fierce and all the fan, BRB.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, man. It's such a fun time of the year, but it's about to be gut check time. Like, for fans, you got to really think about, like, how much you really like this stuff, how invested you are. Just in this next month, like, a month from now, both our baseball teams could be eliminated in New York. Think about it. I mean, a month from now, the Giants season could definitely be over. The Jets season, I don't know where we'll be. I think they have a better shot. But like when you look at the Giants' upcoming schedule, it doesn't seem like there's much hope. Hope week continues for the Yankees. I know there's a lot of hope, but this is the greatest stage. There's a ton of pressure. The lights are brighter. This actual team, they haven't done it. There's some guys with experience, but they weren't there last year. The year before, like, I don't know, Judge has to show up, and I'm glad that he's broke out of his slump, and, you know, it took the Red Sox and Apple TV Friday Night Baseball and them challenging him and him hitting the Grand Slam to turn the stadium all the way up like we haven't seen in a while, and I'm hoping that we can see more of that next month. Then, obviously, with the Cole stuff and them talking about Cole and alleging that he meant to hit Devers and then Brian Bayo throwing behind his leg and, you know, Judge hits another homer. So Judge is out of it. I need these guys to all come together, play up, play sharper, play a more mindful game, a more crisp game as we get to October, because those are the things. I talk about gut check that make you sick. You won't be able to sleep at night. You'll literally lose sleep over errors, outs on the base paths, weak at bats, swinging at the first pitch, popping up, grounding out. You know, for the Met fan, as much as I like to troll Mets fans, as much as it's easy money to make fun of the Mets, there's nothing to joke about with Francisco Lindor. It's not funny that he's not playing right now. It's not funny that he's been the National League MVP and he's not playing and adding on to his case right now. It's not funny that the Mets have to figure out how to win without him. And the story could be if they lose to the Philadelphia Phillies, even if he comes back, what if he's not effective? Like, the story can't be, you know, Lindor got hurt on a Friday night in Philadelphia and we never recovered. 888-808-1019. It is gut check time. The Jets are playing three games in 11 days because, you know, the NFL can't get enough of Aaron Rodgers and this Jets story with this Jets team. Got to have them on Monday Night Football. Got to have them on the road in Nashville. Got to have their home opener on Thursday Night Football. And 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers got to play that many games. And like I said, with the Jets, it's like a theme. It's like win a game, lose a starter. Like, you know, 2 years ago, they won a game, lost Breece Hall, won a game, lost AVT, win a game, lose Jermaine Johnson, win a game, lose Aaron Rodgers last year. I don't think Hassan Reddick is going to be in a Jets jersey ever. But here come the Patriots, who not for nothing, like, their defense is all right. I don't know. I wouldn't just lock that in as a win. Short week. Who knows what Patriots team shows up on Thursday Night Football? Who knows what Jets team shows up? The Giants showed up and lost. That's the heartbreaking part about it. They did show up. And when you lose a game like that, you got to go to Cleveland and face the Browns. They could potentially beat the Browns, but the Browns' defense is tough. They've got some really good players over there. So your offense matching up against them. And now Deshaun Watson found it a little bit, and they're getting going a little bit. I don't know. The NFL is interesting, man. It's from week one to week two, nobody can predict what went down. Like, I bet against Malik Willis in every parlay. I just thought it was a foregone conclusion that Anthony Richardson, all the hype that he got, Jonathan Taylor, all the hype that they got as a tandem, that they were going to go in and beat Malik Willis. Malik Willis got traded over there. He can't play. Of course he can. With Matt LaFleur in that system, running the football, not asking him to do too much, Packers win. You know, there were so many games this week that were upsets. The Ravens aren't supposed to lose that game to Gardner Minshew and the Raiders. And when you look at even like Geno Smith is balling, Sam Darnold is balling, Baker Mayfield is balling. Can't make this stuff up. Can't predict this stuff. It's why we watch. It's gut check time for fans in the NFL and in Major League Baseball. And then before you know it, they're going to drop those pucks and they're going to roll those basketballs out. And we'll have it all going on next month all at once. It's the most wonderful time. In Paramus, Ryan, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up? How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Woo, you're coming in a little bit. Little AOL sound, but I'll say maybe.
Can you hear me?
There you go. Yep, readjust. You're good. We got you now.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call. Sorry for that. So I want to go off on a rant about the Giants here. I'm a lifelong diehard Giants fan, and at this current stage, I am so disgusted with the current state of this team. Do you want to know a fun fact, Keith?
Sure.
You know what the Giants' record is over the last 10 years? 60.
It's bad.
And 102. They have lost 100.
Might be the worst in the NFL.
102 games in 10 years.
Yeah, that's shameful. But we don't act like it. We act like
they're worse.
They're prestigious. You know, we go off those Super Bowls.
Oh, that's the thing. The fan base drives me nuts because they think that this is some prestigious organization because, you know, the four Super Bowls and they like you said, they think they're prestigious, but they're really not. They're a train wreck. The organization is a train wreck. 10 out of the last 12 years, they have been 0-2. This is like the same movie every year with just a different cast of characters. You know exactly how it's going to play out every week. And out of the last 10 years, they have started 0-3 or worse, 4 out of the last 10 years. And to be honest with you, it's going south. Really, this season is going south. It could get a lot worse than that. I mean, by the time the Bengals come for Sunday Night Football, they could be 0-5, looking to go 0-6. I mean, look at this schedule. Who are they beating? Who are they going to beat?
Any given Sunday. That's why we watch the NFL. That's why they make lines and we bet. And just like I just said, we didn't know that these games were going to look like this weekend with the Ravens and then the Lions and the Cowboys get their doors blown off. Like, a lot of people lost money. Vegas and the books, they ate good off the public this week.
The house always wins.
Yeah, but I would guess that most people are going to bet against the Giants, and the Giants will have to block out the noise. And Brian Daboll, let's see how good of a coach you are. Like, literally, coach of the year, who coached them to the playoffs. Like, now he's being tested more than ever. After that blunder, you better have some type of game plan to beat the Browns in their building on Sunday. And then on a short week when the Dallas Cowboys come to your building, you better have some type of game plan to beat them. That's the only way. It's the only way. You got to stop the bleeding. They got to win one of these next two games. They got to be 1-2 or maybe 2-2. And I'm not saying that they can't do it. It just does not look like they're going to face teams that have more talent and teams that are more established coming up.
Yeah, no, you're right. Another thing one more point I want to make quickly. Joe Shane, 3 years. What have you given this football team? You're paying a kicker $16.5 million with 11.3 of that guaranteed. The guy's almost 40 years old, and he gets hurt on the first play of the game, and they have no kicker? that changed the entire complexion of the game. That changed their entire game plan, how they called the offense. Yeah. It's just, I knew when that happened that they were going to lose. I said, it's always something, and it's just such a typical Giant loss.
It's just a gamble you don't take. Graham Gano was hurt last year. Graham Gano was hurt in warm-ups. How did you not go about practice this week? That's what I said, two things in practice. If Jamie Gillian is your backup kicker, then he's got to be kicking right alongside Graham Gano all week.
Yep.
If you're going to pivot in-game to going for two, then you need to be practicing those two. Did I don't know, I would ask as a reporter, did you put an extra emphasis on your two-point plays this week, or did you just practice them like you usually do and then get in-game and say, all right, guys, we're going for two every time after the first miss? It's NFL football. Like, this is high school stuff.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yesterday, a Pop Warner coach would have been a better football guy and a smarter football coach than Dable was, because that was just – it's just – you become the first team to score three or more touchdowns and not give up a touchdown.
Yeah,
it's
bad history to make.
It's bad.
It just doesn't look good. There's nothing good to say about it, and it's not all his fault. It's also the defense. I tried to throw Shane Bowen under the bus because – Wink Martindale. Wink Martindale would have sent some blitzes. Would have tried to heat up the rookie quarterback, get in his face, hit him, try and stop him, and they couldn't stop him.
Well, how about this? They converted what? Three third downs of 10 yards or more?
Yeah,
I mean, they're converting 3rd and 16, 3rd and 15, 3rd and 11.
It's hard to watch a game like that. Like I said, I'm watching these other games. I'm not sitting here watching this game. I'll look at the box score. I'll keep checking back here. But I'm watching this game thinking that the Giants are going to win the game, and they just left the door open.
I'll tell you what. I was sitting there watching the fourth quarter because I didn't even want to watch the first half because I'm going to give myself the aggravation. I saw they're keeping it close. So I was like, all right, let me tune in and see what's going on. And the fourth quarter, I was sitting there laughing at myself. I said, I know exactly how this is going to play out because I've seen this game so many times. One of the 102 losses over the last 10 years, and it went exactly how I thought it was going to go.
Sorry about it, Ryan. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. I'll say this. No one can predict this stuff. Season's not over. They have to figure out a way to beat the Browns. That's it. That's all the focus can be on. Beating the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns aren't world beaters. They're 1-1. They played a close game against the Jaguars and won. Deshaun Watson showed you in week one, if you get to him, you get in his face, he's not that great. So they got to focus on that. They got to focus on winning against the Browns, and then that can right the ship a bit. But if they start off 0-3, there's just no way. There's no way they're making the playoffs. And we got to just call a spade and come to terms with this, that it's going to be a tough ride. I mean, I was telling you guys months ago they could easily be a fourth-place team. But whenever I say stuff, it's, oh, you're a Dallas fan. Oh, there's some Dallas energy there. No, I'm a football fan. I think your coach is way too comfortable. I think he showed you again he's way too comfortable because he had an injured kicker and didn't, like, alert that. That's got to be a high alert thing. This is the NFL, man. This is the NFL, bro. Like, this is the NFL where teams are starting on the 30-yard line. The kicker's important. You need those 3 points. And your mentality completely changed not having your kicker. 888-808-1019. I bet you won't let that happen again. They're supposedly working out some kickers. Yeah. Why is special teams always a problem with the Giants? They got to work out punt returners. They got a Dory Jackson hurt returning punts. I already went to that. Sterling Shepard couldn't catch a punt. Eric Gray couldn't catch a punt. Like, why don't you have somebody that can catch punts? Fire the special teams, coach. Anyway, at least the Jets got something out of Will McDonald. That's something I haven't mentioned yet. As much as people wanted to say, I've heard multiple people call WFAN and say Will McDonald's a bust. I heard people already write this kid off, that he was a waste of a first-round pick. He's not showing up. He made history. He's the first Jets player in 5 years to record 3 sacks in one game. Only the 5th Jets player to do so in the last decade. That came from Harrison Glazer on Twitter. Will McDonald absolutely has to continue to get better. This defense now without Jermaine Johnson takes another hit. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to Bryce Huff. He's not really a part of what they're doing in Philadelphia. Maybe make a trade, get him back. Doubtful. You need to rush the passer. You need to have just dogs on that defensive line. And that's been the Jets' calling card for years now, the last couple years now, as we talk about an elite defense. And, you know, guys are getting hurt. C.J. Mosley is cooked. I already said he was cooked. I said he was cooked week one. They're going to have to figure some stuff out. They're going to have to figure some stuff out because it's a short week. And I'm telling you, the rivalry with the Patriots, you beat them last time. C.J. Mosley, I'm trying to see what the update is with his foot injury after the game. But you beat them last time, they're not going to lay down. They're going to come in here with Jacoby Brissett, who I remember last year when he was with the Redskins, the Commanders, and he got in the game. He started cooking against the Jets a little bit. Ramondre Stevenson and some of those guys on the defense of the Patriots, they're going to come in and they're going to be trying to ruin your day on national television. Only game on. So here we are, gut check time. Jets can't lose again. They can't lose to the Patriots. They'll lose another game. But now they got to keep it going on the road to potentially 3-1, 4-1. Must win for the Giants. Can't go 0-3 or the season actually is over. And then the conversation about is it a sleeveless? Is it an A shirt? No, it's a tank. That becomes an actual thing. And you might as well play Tommy DeVito. They're already Sunday morning, I'm reading the article Schefter put out about Daniel Jones and the injury clause. I'm like, oh, the timing. It's basically telling you, like, yeah, Daniel Jones will be benched at some point unless he absolutely balls out to the point where it doesn't make sense to bench him because they'd be like, what are you doing? But, yeah, they started talking about his injury clause and the $23 million injury guarantee for the 2025 season. What a mess. What a disaster. C-Mac is coming up next. I didn't catch his show last night talking about the Giants. I'd like to hear what C-Mac has to say about his New York football Giants and Daniel Jones and Malik Nabers and Brian Daboll and Graham Gano, Devin Singletary, Bobby Okereke, and Brian Burns. The G-Men. All right, I'm out of here. I'll be on early tomorrow, 7 p.m. or later today, 7 p.m. to 9, because the Yankees are out west. My guy Roy White, former Yankee, will join me. Somebody else will join me. We'll figure it out. But thanks for listening. Keep it locked right here. Chris McMonagle on The Fan. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.